Australia is displaying today that it's a country of extremes when it comes to the weather. Hundreds of Queenslanders are fleeing their homes ahead of bushfires that are still raging, fanned by strong winds. In Sydney, a massive storm is causing chaos, dumping a month's worth of rain in under 2 hours as the city braces for 90 km/h winds. While emergency services are calling the temperature conditions unprecedented, scientists are warning that we'll need to get used to them, with climate change driving more extreme weather across Australia and the globe. As Hagar Cohen reports.
Torrential rain in Sydney has caused chaos for commuters, disrupting trains and buses and leading to long delays and cancellations at the airport.
It's so much rain today. And it's all like the trains are really running late, so we are also running late to the work.
And some frustrated Sydneysiders are certain where to place the blame.
I've got two young kids. History's showing us that climate change is going to be a massive part of our life and their generations.
Yeah, it's not really normal to me because it's so much rain today.
Well, it's a global problem, isn't it?
While Sydney struggles with the downpour, in Queensland, the bushfire threat is intensifying. About 80 blazes are burning in what authorities are calling unprecedented firestorm conditions. Emergency warnings are in place for the central Queensland communities of Deepwater, Baffle Creek and Oyster Creek. And Queensland's Fire and Emergency Services Minister, Craig Crawford, has issued a warning to residents of the community of Rules Beach.
This is a very, very serious situation. It's nothing like we've ever seen before. You need to leave. Otherwise, it could be extremely dire consequences and you could lose your lives.
Climate change experts warn that bushfires like these will become more frequent and more extreme. Professor Andy Pittman is the director of the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales.
There is clear evidence of bushfires occurring earlier, fire season lasting longer.
He says it's not just bushfires that will become more frequent.
The sorts of things that we will see in the future are increasing risk of heat waves, intensification of rainfall. So we are seeing major rainfall events become more intense as a consequence of global warming.
However, he cautions that what Sydney is experiencing today can't be attributed to this pattern of extreme weather.
We are currently experiencing an East Coast low. These things traditionally happen a couple of times a year, so they're not particularly unusual. And if people really concentrate on their memories and think back, they will have memories of events of this scale once or twice a year.
In contrast, he says that the magnitude, frequency and duration of heat waves are becoming more intense due to climate change. Queensland last year experienced its hottest year on record, and across Australia, the 4 years to 2017 have each broken new heat records. Professor Pittman predicts that this alarming pattern will continue in the near future.
When a record breaks, it makes it less likely that that record will be broken again, because a record by definition is very rare, and yet we are seeing extreme hot temperature records being broken more and more often. And that is because the background climate is warming quite rapidly, and that makes unprecedented record hot temperatures become extremely likely instead of increasingly unlikely.
A United Nations report has found most signatories to the Paris Climate Agreement, including Australia, are not on track with their goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. As a result, temperatures are likely to warm by over 3 degrees by the year 2100.
Hagar Cohen reporting.